Well, as Kyle said, our passage for this morning is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, and it is traditionally called the story of Jesus' transfiguration. So listen now for God's holy word. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared with him Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. And as they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say, Amen. Last month in January, we had an Eagle Scout Court of Honor here at church, and four of the scouts made the rank of Eagle that day. And I had the pleasure of greeting the four young men here in front of church, and I asked them, I said, what each of you guys was your favorite thing or is your favorite thing about scouting? You know, looking back on your whole scouting career, what was your favorite thing? And all four of them, each of them in turn, said, "Well, camping is the best thing about scouts." And I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised when I heard them say that camping was their favorite thing, because when I was in a scouting program, camping was also one of my absolute favorite things that we would do. We had a campground that we went to every year, and it was just a patch of woods out in the middle of nowhere in Michigan, where I'm from, and there was no facilities there. We just would go out into the woods, and we'd set up our tents, and our counselors, we called them counselors, had wonderful activities planned for us. And I remember some of the best moments of my life were on those scouting camping trips. We would play capture the flag in the woods with the whole troop. And that was a total blast. One year we built a rope bridge over a creek. So just with twine, we built a bridge that we could walk across over this creek. And one year, the counselor set up an obstacle course for us and then raced us all through it. And we had to climb over barriers and slide through the mud and all kinds of fun stuff like that. So I had wonderful experiences when I was out camping, but I also learned a lot when we were out camping. I learned things like how to sharpen a pocket knife. I learned how to build a campfire. We learned a lot of things. The older boys in the camp also taught me some things that I'm sure the counselors weren't so excited for me to learn and to know about. In particular, and I'll share this with you all so you can use it when you go camping. The older boys taught me that when you're setting up your tent, you have to wait a little while, and you have to wait to see where the counselors set up their tents, right? And the reason why you do that is so you know where they will be, and then you make sure that your campfire is further on, and your tent stands between the campfire and where the counselors' tents are. So that way, at night, when you have your fire, the counselors can't see all the crazy stuff that you're doing around your campfire. So that's a little pro tip that I'll pass along to you guys for your camping trips. Camping is an amazing time. And if you had asked me back then when I was in my teens, my early teens, 10, 9 years old, I probably would have told you that if I had a choice between my regular life of going to school and having homework and fighting with my brothers and all of the trouble and problems that go along with regular life, if I had a choice between that and just being out there camping and hiking in the woods, I would have chosen camping and hiking in the woods. I would have stayed out there and camped. Well, there's a suggestion in our scripture passage for this morning about hiking and camping. There's a suggestion here in this text about setting up some tents, setting up a camp. You probably didn't catch it because the English translation of the Greek original text, our English translation doesn't use the word tent, but it's there. It's there in the story. Jesus goes up on a mountain with three of his closest followers, three of his closest friends, Peter, James, and John. They go up a mountain. That's like a hike. So we've got Jesus, like a scoutmaster, and three of his scouts hiking up this mountain. And they get up to the top of the mountain, and they have an amazing, mind-boggling experience there on the top of this mountain. First of all, Jesus is transfigured. He glows like a lit-up Christmas tree. Okay? And what this is referencing is a story way back earlier in the scriptures when Moses met with God. When Moses, back in the Old Testament times, when Moses would meet with God, they had a special tent where they'd sit together. And when Moses came out of the tent, the people saw that his face was glowing because he had been so close to God. He had the glory of God reflected in his face. Okay? So here in this story, Jesus' whole body, everything about him, his face, his hands, his clothes, everything dazzles white. It's a way to show that Jesus, like Moses, was close to God. Right? So Jesus is transfigured before them. He's lighting up like a Christmas tree. And then the second thing they see is they see Jesus hanging out with Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah are two of God's greatest servants, again, from the Old Testament times. Two of God's greatest leaders that God sent to be with God's people. I looked it up online, and I found that the term squad goals is already, like, way too old for you guys. Squad goals, do you guys know about squad goals? Do you remember that? From pop culture, it was like 2015. They're all just staring at me. Squad goals. Squad. What's a squad? The people you hang out with, right? Jesus has an awesome squad. His friends are Moses and Elijah, two of God's greatest servants ever, right? So he's glowing like a Christmas tree. He's with the most important servants of God. And finally, they see a cloud descend upon them, and they hear God's voice speak from the cloud. In some of the most important stories we have in the Old Testament, when God shows up, this is how God shows up. God shows up in a cloud, and God speaks from the cloud. So Peter, James, and John are seeing just some of the most amazing things that they could ever have imagined seeing. And these things confirm for them the things that they already were thinking about Jesus. They have seen Jesus do amazing things. They've seen him heal people who are sick. They've seen him open the eyes of those who are blind. They've seen him give speech to those who are mute and to open the ears of those who are deaf. They have heard Jesus teach in a way that is really transforming their hearts. And here on top of this mountain, they are receiving this confirmation that Jesus is someone very, very special to God. And so when all of this happens, Peter says, "This is great. This is great. This is what I always wanted. I always wanted to be close to God's glory like this." And he says to Jesus, "Why don't we set up camp?" He says, "Let us make some dwellings." And the word that he uses is a Greek word that everywhere else is used when it gets translated into the word tent. Right? Jesus wants to set up, Peter wants to set up a tent. He wants to set up some dwellings, and he wants to stay there on this amazing mountain. But Jesus turns him down. Jesus turns Peter down. Here we are on top of this mountain with Moses and Elijah, with God's very presence in this cloud, God's word speaking. And Jesus turns Peter down. Jesus turns Peter down because Jesus knows that his mission is back down the mountain. Jesus knows that he was sent to earth to get some work accomplished. And that mountaintop experience is important. It's important for Peter, James, and John. It's important for Jesus too, because it strengthens them. It confirms for them that Jesus is God's servant. It confirms for them that Jesus has power and authority and glory, and He will do and can do wonderful and amazing things. But those wonderful and those amazing things are left to do down on the other side of the mountain, down in the real world, where there is trouble and hardship and danger and struggles. And so Jesus politely turns Peter's suggestion down that they set up some tents and just stay there up on the mountaintop. In our lives, we too have amazing experiences. Maybe not quite as amazing as the one that Peter, James, and John had that day. But we also know, or I at least have had, some amazing experiences of God's love and God's grace in my lives. I hope you all have as well. I trust you have. These experiences come at different times and at different places. Maybe for some of us, we've had really powerful experiences of God's love and God's presence in a place like this, in a church or a place of worship, where through a prayer or through a song or through a sermon, we've heard God speaking to us and confirming to us the things that God confirmed on that mountaintop, that God is present, that God is there, that God will be close to us, that God loves us. So maybe in a worship service, we've had a powerful experience of God's presence. Or maybe it comes in a time of personal devotion or personal prayer. You're reading from the Bible, or you've stopped to say a prayer, to pray about something in your life, and suddenly you feel God's presence in a powerful and a special way. Or maybe it comes in a more unexpected or surprising time, when you're feeling down and low, and someone shows up in your life to show you love and grace. And in that act, you feel and experience God's presence. The point is that from here and there, that time to time, God shows up in our lives in powerful and amazing ways to convict us of God's love and God's presence in our lives, God's power to be with us and to help us through times of struggle. And when these amazing experiences happen, our tendency might be to want to do what Peter suggested in that story, that it's time to set up a tent and to stay there in that wonderful experience of God's grace or God's love. But this passage reminds us that that's not our calling. This passage reminds us that while God does give us these amazing experiences, these times to be renewed in our confidence, to be renewed in our strength, that they are temporary experiences. Experiences that God calls us to move away from at times in order that we can go back into God's world and to share the calling that God has given us for our lives. As Kyle explained in his children's sermon, you all have your merit badges. You have your signs of your excellence. And those aren't just there to build you up, but they are callings. They are badges of calling on your chest, on your shirts, that call you to go out into the world, to be a blessing to this world, to serve this world. When I was a kid, I loved camping. I loved those camping experiences, but I also realize now, in particular, preparing for this sermon, I appreciate how much more those wonderful, amazing, otherworldly experiences that I had out in that forest in northern Michigan. How those experiences, while they were wonderful and I celebrate them for what they were also preparation for the life that I have lived ever since. They were preparation. I did learn things that are very particular to scouting. I learned how to sharpen a pocket knife. I learned how to carry an axe safely through the woods. I learned how to start a campfire even after it had been raining. I learned how to hide a campfire from a counselor. It's not a great skill to have. But I also learned lessons that prepared me for the life that I would live. I learned lessons about how to overcome struggle. I learned lessons about failure and success. I learned lessons about perseverance. I also built relationships on those camping trips. I grew in my understanding of what life was like. I developed role models in my life, people whose lives continue to inspire my life and continue to encourage me to be a person who gives back and who seeks to make the world a better place. So my message this morning is this: God gives us amazing experiences. Maybe they're experiences that we have while we are scouting. Maybe they are experiences we have while we're here in worship. Maybe they are experiences we have when we are with our closest friends and our dearest members of our family. And we can celebrate those experiences. But we also know that we can't always set up camp and just stay there in those experiences. That God calls us, as God called Peter and James and John, to come down from that mountain and to take the encouragement that we have from those experiences and to allow that to inform and inspire our lives of service. And that is true whether we are members of this church or members of Troop 46. So in gratitude for God's grace, amen.